You're entitled to have a difference of opinion. The president's saying, it's either my way or no way. You know, we passed an immigration bill, not one the president likes, but we passed one in the House at the end of July. And, of course, it went over to the Senate, and Harry Reid wouldn't let it out onto the floor. But we have taken action. And one of the things that we're very concerned about, and frankly lack a trust in this president, is that we need to make sure that we're securing our borders. We need to make sure that we're making it so that we're keeping track of those people who come here legally so they don't overstay. We need to get that house in order before we figure out what the right fix is for those people who have come here illegally. I believe he's gone beyond his constitutional authority. He can use prosecutorial discretion if he likes, but that doesn't give him the authority then to go beyond that and give people extra benefits for having violated the law. And I also believe that the blanket use of the prosecutorial discretion is inappropriate and improper. The courts will have to sort that out. But the president has basically said, I'm going to war with Congress. Okay, here we go.
Do you think there'll be some legal challenges to what he's doing?
Oh, absolutely. I think the states will challenge. Congress may challenge. That's yet to be determined. We have to look at every fine line and every word in the way he constructed this. And there are parts of it that are probably legal. There are other parts that I believe are not legal. And the president has exceeded his authority, and it's our job as the United States Congress to defend the laws of the United States. If the president doesn't want to, shame on him. But we're going to defend the laws of the United States and make sure that we do it right and move forward.
Do you think this is going to compel Congress to push an immigration bill through and get it to the president?
No. The problem is the president only wants the bill that he likes. And, you know, it is not the job of Congress to bow down to the president of the United States and say, we will send you a bill you like. The founding fathers set it up to be a complicated process and to push for compromise. This president is not willing to compromise with the United States House, or now the United States House and the newly elected Senate, and that creates an impasse. And his actions 2 weeks after the election show that he's not willing to work with us. And so, you know, it's going to be a difficult 2 years, but that's the president's choice. It's extremely political. And the problem that you do have is that the president has said he's going to defer prosecution for 3 years. He's not going to be in office that third year. He doesn't have the power to do that. The next president, whether it be a Democrat or Republican, will have to make that decision. And, of course, we'll have some court cases maybe being decided by that time. But the president has told these people that, okay, now you're going to be legal. They're not legal. They're still illegal. He's going to choose not to prosecute, but the next attorney general or the president may very well choose to prosecute. I think he's misleading these people for political reasons.
But is it a way to court the Hispanic vote to say, hey, if we don't elect a Democrat next time?
Well, I think that that may be part of their strategy, but I think that, that most people would like to have a policy that is not just a two-year policy or a three-year policy, but a policy which is ongoing that they can count on. Now what you're saying to people is, yeah, we're going to give you a quasi-status for a couple of years, but you can't count on it. That's just bad leadership. The president has shown bad leadership, exceeded his authority, and declared war on the American Congress.